talking loud. They talking loud. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I'm back on the block and it just don't stop. Coming back with the music, call it classic hip hop. Cause it's classic hip hop, cause it's always on my mind. Check out my music, cause I'm straight from the grind. Cause I'm the OMF posse and they the straight of production. We're all up in your jams, cause we're all up in your functions. This is what we do when we come with our flow. Coming with the music, come back to let you know. Cause we straight from the underground, all up in your town. Lyrics so fat and we ready to clap. Cause you suck at MC, soul out hip hop. Cause you're jumping out the box and dancing a lot.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I think about the music and I think about the flow. I think about the music and I think about Curtis Blow. Grandmaster Cash and Cool Herc used to make the music, rappers went berserk. But you suck an MC, sold out of art form. Walking around now with a wig and a perm. How much money you got for jumping out that box? How much money you got for selling out hip hop? You suck a sold out art form and sell it to the devil. And that's why I call myself the rebel. Cause I'm a rebel with a motherfucking chord. Cause I'm an OMF and straight up and we bringing the noise.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause the real OGs ain't bitter. Now you sucker rappers all pick of the litter. Now you was all up in the nutsack when real MCs wrote real rap. Check the facts. Yeah, you was all up in the hood and didn't have a clue. Real players had pussy before pussy had you. Yeah, I'm the black toast from the Ivory Coast. The black man, the African, the America hated the most. From coast to coast, we came straight up in your town. Coming with the music and we ready to clown.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Yo, this is RMS and back for another dope show. What's going on, y'all? I'm waiting on my special guest. She hasn't called in yet, but just go ahead. So we just go ahead and play some music real quick. Play Positive K's real record, Let's Start Living.
Oh, 252 on the line. You want to get her on?
Oh, she on? Okay. Yeah. I didn't know because you didn't tell me. Okay, yeah. So, we have special guests on the line. Tuka Tina from Raleigh, California. What's up, Tina?
Raleigh, North Carolina. What's up?
Yo, tell us what's up. What's going on? So, give us a little introduction of who you are.
My name's Tupac Tina from Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm an artist and writer. I air on Blackout Radio Show on Saturdays from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. And I'm just doing this music, trying to get to it, you know.
Yeah, so give us a little background on how you got into hip-hop and what was your influences in hip-hop.
Back in the day, about 2001, I was in the middle of the street listening to Usher songs. I came up with a little rap, and then I started writing. My dad had a studio, so I started going to his studio and doing songs. He wrote my first CD in middle school that came out, and I've been doing music ever since.
Okay, so who was your influences in hip-hop?
MC Light, Queen Latifah, Lil Wayne, Run DMC, a few people.
Well, that's good. That's legends in hip hop. I see you named some females that nobody really talks about anymore. We always talk about the males. So that's why I was glad to have some females on to give their perspective. So give me a perspective of what you think hip hop is from your perspective and where you see it going in the next 5 years.
I see it coming like differently. Like the new age is kind of wild, and like they talk about shooting, killing all the time, and I think it's going to get better throughout the years. Like, it's going to be like, it's not always going to be the same, but it's going to be a little more interesting. Like, I think it's going to be a lot better.
You think it's a lot better?
Rowdy stuff like 6ix9ine yelling and stuff. They're going to have some stories to their music and stuff, a meaning to that music.
Oh, okay. So coming from a female's perspective, I know that y'all had a hard time coming in, getting y'all foot in the door in hip hop. So what do you think for females as far as hip hop artists? How do you see hip hop, the way females are promoting music and making music nowadays?
I see they talking about popping ass and all that. See, I talk about it, but I don't talk about it as much. I talk about, like, just different stuff. I got different stuff to my music, so I got all kinds, like, gospel, country, hip-hop, R&B. So I think somebody's going to hit their charts real good. Like, I like, what's her name? Megan Thee Stallion, she's all right.
Who?
Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, okay.
And Cardi B, right.
Okay. You like Cardi B?
Lizzo, too.
Huh?
Lizzo, I like her music, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be... it's going to be different. We got some artists, female artists that haven't came out yet that got some better music than them.
I see that a lot. What I see a lot now is that females now is like taking up causes that men ain't doing. You know what I'm saying? I see more females out there that's really pushing for our rights and everything. I see like Maya Moore left basketball, and I see a lot of females leaving basketball for the cause, because the money ain't everything, you know. So what you think about that?
I think it's not all about the money, but it'll help. But I've been doing it, and like I don't worry about money. I just like to do it because it makes me feel good and makes me smile. Like it breathes out my spirit. Like, makes me hyper, you know. Make me feel like I'm doing something, maybe somebody can relate to in their ears.
Well, I commend y'all because, you know, I really like to see females making music, you know, the man, and putting out music. And I see that we have changed our perspective on what America is, and that's good. And I see that the females is leading the way. Thank God, the females is like picking up causes. Seeing our black man getting killed for no reason, I think that I really applaud them, because we need the females to start backing us up, you know. And don't, you know, I know we have let y'all down a lot, but you know, we can't make it without each other. And I think that, and I like Maya Moore and the other females that's not playing basketball this year because it's what they think about what's going on in society. So I think I'm glad that y'all doing good things. But we're going to play your music. We're going to play your song real quick, and then we're going to take some callers. So,
okay.
So, Ed, could you play her song, A Gangsta Lean?
On that gangsta.
Tina from Raleigh, North Carolina. What's up? So when did you get that inspiration to make that song?
I don't know. I was just in the studio one day, and I told them to play a beat, and I just got on the microphone and started filling the beat, and I said, on that gasoline, I just was filling the beat, and that's what I came up with.
Oh, okay. All right. You want to take some callers?
Yeah.
Can we take some callers? Hey, can we take some callers?
978-891.
Hey, what's
family.
Up, Carla?
Hey,
how you doing?
I'm good. How are you? It's Angel calling from Eastern Mass.
How you
what's
doing,
up?
Angel?
I'm good, I'm good. Much love. Many blessings to y'all. Shout out to Black Tear and to OMS Posse and to you, Queen.
Thank you, thank you.
Yes, much love, much love. I love calling in every Wednesday and showing my support for my family here on Blackout Radio. I've been doing this since 2015 when Eddie Powell started. And I love showing support for y'all. And so, yeah, I'm very, very blessed and very grateful to have this platform and this opportunity to give everybody a shout-out and show support for my family.
So tell us what's going on and what's going on in New York and, I mean, in Boston, Massachusetts. So what you doing with your music and everything?
Well, yeah, we're just getting word on whether or not we can go back into the studio. I'm working with Rob Denoy's Temple and Sugar Hill Gang right now. So shout out to the Temple Dynasty. We lost our bandmate, Rob Denoy's Temple, in April. But we'll be releasing our track Deja Vu for You that he's written. He wrote the music to, and he happens to be Sugar Hill Gang's DJ as well, with his own production. So we are mourning the loss of our brother, but we're honoring him in the ways that only the Most High knows, with our gifts of music, and he and his family deserve it. And I'm really, really, Jay and I, Earthman Jay, shout out to my man. We are both very, very blessed and very grateful to have the opportunity. So
you got any questions for our co-host, anything?
Oh, most definitely, yes. I usually like to ask the same question because I like to pick out the positive in life. Can you share a moment in your life, in your pathway, where you were feeling like really, really happy? I mean, it might be this moment now on the air. It might be being on the radio or on stage. Can you think back in your pathway and share a moment that would inspire us all?
Yes, my happiest moment was when I learned how to record myself and learn how to do music myself and listen back to it and make beats. And I made my first beat on the computer and posted it on YouTube, and I went back and looked at it. And I'm very proud I got people looking out for me, helping me come out on the radio and be a part of the Blackout family. And thanks to OMF and Black Tears. And
nice.
I'm just happy I'm getting somewhere with my music.
That's what's up. Wow, cool. Thank you so much, Queen, for sharing that with us, you know. And I wish you much success, and I'm grateful to have these moments because it's a rarity to find other women in the music industry. So for me to hear another, you know, female out there, I usually like to support my queens out there, my sisters out there. So much love to you and your family, and you're probably a mother too, so whatever you got going on, I hope that you succeed. So keep shining.
Keep shining. Okay, I appreciate that, Queen.
Most
definitely. Thanks, Angela.
You're
That's what I wanted to see, more females calling in and giving their perspective, because it seems like the older males is the only ones that call. Well, I know there's a lot of female MCs out there and rappers out there that wants to get their stuff out on the air and I think we need to bring them more to the forefront. So that's what I'd like, try to get females to get on here and talk. So we want a different perspective on how they feel or what's going on in the world, basically. But I thank you, Aunt Jules, for calling in. You know, big supporter of Blackout Radio all these years. And I'd like to thank you for calling in and supporting the show.
Most definitely, King. And thank you so much for your positivity and for that that input, most definitely. And I will continue to support Blackout Radio and you, my brother. So you guys all take care. Be blessed. Keep posted on AgelessAngelsMusic.com. You can Google me, Ann Jules. Shout out to the Crip Hop Nation worldwide, representing for the deaf, disabled, sick, elderly, blind, and the poor. That's how I met Sugar Hill Gang. We got Wonder Mike on our 10th anniversary CD, plus Daryl McDaniels, Run DMC. So, you know, it's all about, it's not just about music. It's about lifting others up, and that's what we use our gifts. So you guys keep shining, and have a great day. Stay safe, and much love and protection from the Most High.
All right, you too.
Keep
doing your thing.
Y'all. Thank you. You too, my brother. Salute.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right. And Jules,
can we get another caller?
Yo, what's good?
What's good?
Who's this and where you calling from?
Calling.
This is Bunchy. I'm calling from California. You know, this one half of Princess and Bunchy on Cypher Sundays and Freaky Fridays. Shout out to everybody in Black Room Network. You know what I'm saying? Black Tear, everybody, Royal Crush. Who is this I'm calling in for? Because he never tells me who I'm calling in to promote.
Oh, I'm Matthew. I'm from San Francisco, and you got my co-host, Super Tina from Raleigh, North Carolina, on the line.
Okay. That's what's up. How you doing?
I'm so blessed, man. I'm glad that Callie's calling in, you know what I'm saying, and showing some love, man. That's what's up. You know, I'm from I'm in San Francisco.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's what's up.
That's what's up, man. So tell us, give us a little background on what your music is about, and what message are you sending with your music?
Oh man, you know, I got. If I had to compare it to anything, I would say it's like a lo-fi sound with West Coast undertones. A lot of synths, a lot of laid-back, you know what I'm saying? Cool smoker shit with a message, you know what I'm saying? If I had to say anything, I call it fly conscious rap.
Okay.
I got
That's what's up. So what you planning on doing when the coronavirus is up? What you doing some shows?
Man,
or what you doing as far as your music?
I'm planning that L.A. to the Bay tour right now. I'm in contact with Blue Smoke. Shout out to Skrilla over there at Blue Smoke Empire. My conglomerate is Master Media Collective. You can find me on iTunes under Bunchy Carter with a C. There's one with a K, but I'm the one with the C. And Spotify under the same name, Bunchy Carter, all streaming platforms. My streams is at 20,000 right now. I'm at 1,000 followers. Just go check me out.
Yo, I didn't know it was you. What's up, Bunchy? This is all
Mav. Yeah, man.
I didn't know that was you, but that's cool. So that's cool, man. So I like your show. That you do your show on with Princess of Newhood. I was just on there the other day with y'all. Y'all doing some good things, man. And I like what y'all doing.
Appreciate it, man.
We go back and forth, making doing shows in Las Vegas. So that's what's up, man.
Okay.
So I thank you for calling.
Oh yeah, man. Most definitely. You know what I'm saying? It's all love. This is a Blackout Radio Network. We all on the same team.
Yep. We when one win, we all win. That's what time it is.
Real shit.
You know, it's good to support each other. That's what's up. It doesn't cost anything to support each other, man. When we win, we all win. You know what I'm saying? We got to support our black brothers and brothers and sisters, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't cost you nothing.
It don't cost nothing to show love, homie. Nothing.
Yes, I thank you for calling, man.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. So give us your links and everything before you go and promote your show.
Okay, so the show is Cypher Sundays every Sunday, 1 p.m. Pacific time, 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern. Fridays, we on at the same time. That one, that's the Freaky Friday show. That's where we do more of the R&B shit and more, I guess, relationship-guided topics. You know what I'm saying? We try to talk about black love and how things that are going on right now relate to that. My links are, my Twitter is _CarterTheGreat. The is spelled T-H-A. My Instagram is the same. My Facebook is Bunchy Carter, same as my iTunes and my Spotify. My SoundCloud is Young Bunchy Carter because I started it like a while ago, like before I decided to drop the Young off. But I kept that out of respect for the original Bunchy Carter, if y'all don't know who he is, for the people listening, he outprinted Bunchy Carter. He was the leader of the L.A. chapter of the Black Panthers. And that's where I took my name from.
Okay.
So you got any questions for our co-host before you go?
Yeah. Where do you see the culture going, and how do you feel like the female MCs fit in the progress?
I feel the culture getting stronger and more outgoing, like unbreakable. And
right on.
I feel that the female MCs, they doing good, but they can do better. And it's gonna be on top of the charts.
That's right. I think the only thing they need to do better at is sticking together. Because they can't deny everybody if y'all all stick together. But if they pitch y'all against each other to fight for one spot, that's how y'all going to end up always battling and fucked up and staying how it is now.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
But yeah.
Say it again, my brother. Say it again.
Yeah,
Got
to stick together. It's power in numbers.
Oh,
yeah.
When we win, we all win. That's exactly what he's saying.
That's real.
When we win, we all win. As long as we get there, it don't matter how you get there. As long as we get there, that's what time it is.
I don't know how many Pac fans is listening, but that's the premise behind his 50 niggas tattoo. If you can get 50 niggas on the same page, we can take over the world.
Amen.
I got this tattoo.
Yeah, that's what time it is, my brother. So thank you for calling, man, and thank you for supporting the show, man.
All right.
And we talk to you next week on your show.
Yeah, for sure. You stay up too, baby girl. You keep doing your thing.
Okay, thank you.
For sure. All right, y'all.
Thank you. Yeah, can we go to the next caller?
419-901.
My phone is backing up. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Who's this and where you calling from?
This is Tony Storm, man, calling from Toledo.
Hey, what's up, Tony? What's going on in Toledo, Ohio?
Oh, man, a whole bunch of stuff, man. But I stay real separate, man. I'm on this music thing, you know what I'm saying? Everybody doing their thing, but I'm too focused on my thing to even realize what a lot of cats is doing out here. So, you know what I mean? I've been dropping a song every day for about a week now or something, man. Shit been thunder. But I just want everybody to go check out my Beatstars page. I just upgraded to the professional page. I'm trying to get some promotion on there. That's Tony Storm on Beatstars, and it's Tony Storm 419 on Instagram. And it's Tony Storm everything, man. Everywhere you want to be at, man. That's where I'm at. And I'm going to stop. And I can't stop moving. The thing is, I had to try to take a break today. I did a song earlier this morning, but I took a break because I was going to do another one this afternoon because my voice been going out lightweight. So I got to rest a little bit, treat it right, and get back to it. But yeah, it's going to be some more shit coming.
So I hit you up on Facebook, man. Send me your music when you get it done. Send your music to redheadron48@gmail.com, and we'll play it on the show.
I gotta write that down right quick. Redheadron48.
Yeah, @gmail.com.
Okay. Redheadron48.
You send your music and. Also, hit me up on OMF Posse on Facebook. You already friend me on Facebook, so just send me.
Okay.
So just call me. Just let me know. I got some open open slots in September if you want to come on and interview on the show. So let me know.
That'll be dope, man. That'll be real dope.
Hell
yeah.
Yeah, so we could talk a little bit longer. So what you think
for
about hip hop and where you see it going?
What'd you say?
I said what you think about hip hop and where you see it going?
It's going. I mean, it's in a good space right now. The reason why I say that, cause I'm in it.
Oh, okay.
And I believe in the old school. I'm not gonna change. I can't change anybody's opinion about what hip hop is. But I know that I got enough knowledge about traditional hip hop. So long as I do what I love, that shit'll never die. I'ma inspire somebody because I only make music when I'm inspired. You know what I mean? I don't force nothing. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like if I'm able to do that, and I can put this shit out at the rate that I'm able to do it, then shit, it can't die. It's like it really like on some real shit. It feel like 93 to me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because that's the element that my mind and my heart is about the music. Like, man, shit. But now, only thing is, I can actually get this shit off my chest. You know what I mean? Like, I got a lot of bars, man. I got a lot of beats, and it's a lot of hard ass shit that I can remake and do freestyles too. Like also, like how Wayne was doing. It's a lot of hard ass boom bap shit that I can fuck up that I ain't even touched yet. You know what I'm saying? So I just did some shit to the damn Wu Renegade. I think it's Wu Renegade from Killer Army. I did something to that shit. I just did something to the Thug Love from Bone and Big Bone and what's his name, Tupac. And I'm on that. Snapping, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't rap and flow. I'm on my, you know what I'm saying? It's called Kilo 141. I'm basically comparing my flow to one of them guns I be using on Warzone and shit. I'm snapping on that bitch, man. So search Tony Storm Kilo 141 on YouTube, man. That shit go hard. And another thing is I don't even have a booth. You know what I mean? I just got the mic, so I'm about to either build a booth or go buy a. I be holding the mic too. That's another thing. So I gotta get my shit together, but man, this shit for real. Cause I remember back in the day, that's the only way the niggas could rock the mic. You see what I'm saying? You had to have a mic in your hand. You know what I mean? So I feel like it's got me in a good space, man.
Say it again. Tell them. School them, brother.
I said back in the day when
saying.
I first started looking at MCs and getting in the hip hop, you
this
had to hold your mic.
Just telling you exactly
no
how you get how hip hop.
That's
that exactly
no
how
hip hop.
You gotta
rock
the mic. You know,
and
so
I prefer the right
skill,
hand. You know what I'm saying?
And
yeah, man.
Tell
and,
them, brother.
And even though it
Educate
don't give me the best
them.
Sound I can get, my sound ain't as good as it's going to be, but at least it keeps me in a good element of a game or the MCing. You know what I'm saying? I feel good.
You had to be. We learned how to rap before the music. You understand? We came late to the party.
Yeah.
We get it all confused. That's what I'm saying. Like I said, you had to pick
right.
up the mic. You had to bust
yeah,
the flow
yeah,
before
you
the mic. You had to
pick up that
mic,
man.
On the corner. You understand? With your friends. You understand? Before you
yeah.
got on the mic, because your friends is
yeah.
the one that
yeah. yeah, I remember doing this shit when I first started doing this shit. It was on the karaoke machine.
DJ was the one that was the only one that was allowed you to get on the mic. Yeah, that's
right.
Skills,
you
got
to get the mic from the DJ.
Talent and flow. We get
yeah.
it confused. Put that in the documentary.
Right. Yeah, man. Yeah, real shit.
They not telling the truth, and I'm here to
right.
say it.
Mm-hmm.
They not telling you the history of hip hop.
Yeah, I know. It's a lot of shit that I don't know about. You
it
know what I'm saying?
It started on the corner.
The
yeah. MC started on the corner, not on the damn. Not on the damn stage. We got it confused.
Right, right. You're right, too.
You had to have flow.
Right.
Talent
yeah.
and skill.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
okay.
it.
Okay. And he just explained it to you, so I'm not old and ancient, and I'm not a hater.
Right.
So let's get that straight right now.
Right, right. For sure. Yeah, people think that just because you don't like something, that means you're a hater. But you're entitled to your own opinion. And the thing with me is I sometimes get into some of the new music, sometimes. But I only do it in small, small doses. I'm real careful about the shit that I input into my mind and my spirit. Because it's a lot of shit that, you got to protect your shit. And it's a lot of bullshit going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, but
there.
I got no problem with the music. Don't call it hip-hop. Call it pop. You know,
yeah, yeah,
if you're
yeah,
doing
yeah.
something else, if you ain't got skills and got flow and got talent, call that shit. Call it
right.
pop, because that's exactly what you're doing. Unless you
right,
go and
right.
learn.
Right.
Unless you get up there and learn how to flow, like I said, learn how to rap, learn how to freestyle, you ain't hip-hop.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's right.
You got it confused.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know,
man.
I don't care. Y'all don't like me. I don't care. They didn't like Jesus
right.
Christ either.
Hey, I was thinking the same thing, man. But the truth is the truth.
The truth. You know? Oh, that truth.
And here's the thing about the truth. You just say it, and it'll stand up and defend itself. You ain't got to, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
I don't be debating with niggas. I'm like, hey, man, no, it's this, it's that. I just tell a motherfucker, hey, man, you ain't got to agree with the truth. It's gonna be the truth, whether you're going to be real about it or not. It's still going to be the truth. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling in and supporting the show. Give us your links real quick, and we can find you on your links before you go.
Yeah, man. Beatstars. If y'all looking for any instrumentals, I got $30 leases on Beatstars. Tony Storm. Tony Storm on YouTube. Tony Storm 419 on Instagram, and just Tony Storm everything. I actually got a couple pages on Facebook. You can actually go like too. A Tony Storm page and a Tony Storm 419 page for the Toledo area people or whatever. And then I also got one called James Flame. That was really my original name. But that's one of my names before I was Tony Storm. But it's a James Flame page too. So yeah, man. But mainly Tony Storm everything, man. I appreciate y'all having me. He said the email is Redhead Ron. 48 at gmail.com.
Yeah, send your music and I'll play it on the podcast. And you call, you text me to set up a interview with you.
Okay, text. What's the number I text?
Huh?
I don't know the number to text. But you gotta. Do I use this number?
Oh, 415-375-1671.
375-1671.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I got you.
All right. So
thanks
for calling.
Lot,
I'll talk to you soon. All right, you
no
too.
No doubt.
Can we play a song real quick? Can we play Positive K's record, Let's Start Living?
Thank you.
I give a shout out to Angela Davis for, and Positive K for dropping that night that beat to me, and I'm so thankful and you know I'm so blessed to have hip hop in my life and everything. And a shout out to them, you know what I'm saying, Positive K. You talking about a living legend in rap, you know what I'm saying, royalty, you know what I'm saying, Mount Rushmore of what hip hop was. But anyway, back. So we back with Tupatina from Raleigh, North Carolina. What's up, T?
What's up?
How you like that song?
I like it. I enjoy that song.
Yeah. We're gonna try to get him on. Yeah, I'm gonna try to get him on to interview on the show later on this year. So I'm trying to get that hook up. So thank God for Blackout Radio and Eddie Powell. You know, he's just been a blessing to me. I can never thank him enough for the stuff he's done for me in the last 5 or 6 years. So, but anyway, but Can we have any callers? Can we get another caller?
415-580.
What's up? What's up?
What's up, caller?
415-580.
What's up, caller?
443-527.
Hey, it's your girl, Royal Crush Keisha.
What's up, Royal Crush? How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are y'all doing tonight?
I'm so blessed. We're on the air with our family, Blackout family. You know, one of our hosts, Tupatina, on the line. So that's who we are. So.
Yeah. Yes, I definitely have been listening. And I definitely like that Positive K joint that you just played.
Yeah. I'll send it to you if you want. I'll send it to you so you can play it on the show.
Well,
you know.
Well, we are actually going to have him on the show on July 2nd. So yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're going to have him on the show July 2nd.
Yeah.
You know, but tomorrow on the Royal Crush Takeover Radio, we got Crazy Harry all the way from New York. Been tuning in for that. Definitely. We've had him on the show before. You know, but he got a new project coming out. So we'll see, you know, what else he got going on.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's it. You know, we networking. Everybody's networking. You know, that's what's up. So you got any questions for Tina before we go?
Well, who was like an inspiration that you saw growing up that also inspired you to want to become an artist?
Queen Latifah.
Okay. Yeah, I love her.
Yeah. I actually met her back in 2001 at the Women's Empowerment, I think. And I enjoyed the show. That was a good show.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, her and MC Light are like two of my favorites, like female.
Yeah, they're
my favorite. Yeah, you talk about living legends. It wasn't, you know, females that put females on the map, you know what I'm saying? It was females before her, but it was Queen Latifah. I loved her too from the beginning too. Ladies First, that was my song. You know, that's my favorite song of hers, you know, Ladies First. And with her and Moni Love and stuff and all the female MCs, and she like put them out in the forefront to let everybody know. In that video, we got to see all the female rappers out there that didn't get no love. So I think she was one of the pioneers of getting female rappers to get exposure in hip hop. One of them, you know what I'm saying? So that shouts out to Queen Latifah. She's very talented. You see it. She can sing too, and she's an actress too. She's won awards and everything. So just shout out to her. You know what I'm saying, for keeping hip hop alive. I see she doesn't do hip hop no more, cause she's not into the hip hop, this new hip hop. So, But otherwise than that, she's still, every now and then she'll bust her flow or something. But otherwise than that, she's doing her thing. I just shout out to her, the female MC. That's what's up.
Yeah, I definitely enjoy everything she do. She actually has a new show on like BET that they've been playing, and even like in because I know she does like a lot of the scores and things for the shows that she has done. So she might not be pushing like a lot of hip hop. She might not have came out, you know, with like a hip hop album in a minute, but you know she still does a lot of, you know, different things in the music industry. So I definitely love them both. But I'm not going to hold you guys up. If anyone would like to know how they can get their music heard on the show, schedule an interview, you can hit me up at Royal Crush Keisha on Facebook or ENT Crush on Twitter or Royal Crush Takeover Radio on IG.
Oh, that's
that
cool. And
I
also... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, don't forget to tune in tomorrow, you know, same time, same place, 4 p.m.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm, I sent you some music, too, so but I'm going to send you some more next month, though. We're going to keep, you know, keep
okay.
the music coming. Yeah. So, yeah, so
yeah,
thanks
I'm
for calling.
I'm looking forward to hearing your new stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, we coming. We finally. It's finally coming.
Yeah.
But I'm going to check. But I'll call into your show tomorrow. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow. Y'all have a great night.
All right.
Night.
Thanks for calling. All right.
Yeah,
we have another call
so
ahead.
Welcome.
Oh, thanks.
45580.
What's up, Carl?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up,
yeah.
man?
Okay,
who's this?
Man,
where are you calling from?
San Francisco, California. Yeah.
So,
what's
up, man? What's up,
King?
That's my boy from All Met Posse. That's my co-founder of All Met Posse and my producer of my music that's coming out. And also, we play his music on the show all the time. So give us a little background, bro. The floor is yours.
Man, I grew up in music, man. You know, my father was an R&B and rhythm and blues player, so I kind of owned at an early age. Started playing the drums, singing. At your hip hop came out, man, and I got I was infatuated by hip hop, so I started writing. You know, I'm mainly a writer. I was waiting for you when your host to freestyle, but I guess maybe y'all probably do that a little bit later on. Yeah, because I feel that freestyle is a gift.
Yeah, I mean.
I can't do it, but it's a gift, and those who have that gift, they express it.
That's what time it is, my brother. Like I said, it's practice, man. You have to practice, you know.
Definitely.
It was off the top of the head to a lot of people's writing their stuff, and that's not freestyle to me. Freestyle is coming off the top of the head and just coming up with something without just flowing. You know what I'm saying?
Even,
so.
Yeah, even when I write, though, I have to freestyle to write. So you know what I mean? I freestyle and I check chart down what I say on paper. Show is all the same.
Yeah. It's good.
Man, I'd like to hear some of your the host's music. If you have some of her music to play, and also I got an R&B and hip hop magazine I'm working on for August, September. It's gonna be a national magazine, R&B and hip hop magazine. So if anybody out there got graphics every day, you can get at OMF for further info.
Yeah. And like you said, he got a magazine. And like I said, Tita, you told me that you want to freestyle. You want to freestyle right now so you can hear it?
Yeah. I came from the bottom to the top. I've been repping the block. I've been out here. I'll be getting my beat without lyrics. I speak. I don't get the beat with
that lives heat. I don't give a damn, never weak. I'll be falling, standing tall, busting all, never fall across. I'm a stand on top of time, get stars falling in the sky, raining down on me, my angels on my back. Niggas be hating cause I make that pistol clap. Nigga, I be sitting lyrics, nigga, nigga, hate. I don't give a fuck up, the lyrics great. Nigga, I'm an MC, the greatest, with the beat, I spit it, and he, hit it. Okay, that was a good song.
That's right.
That's what I'm talking about. You can tell the difference between somebody that wrote something and something that came off the top of the head. That sounded like that she came off of that just off the top of the head. That's how it was.
Yeah, I did.
You didn't write that, did you?
No, I didn't. That just came off the top of my head just now.
Oh. You know what I'm saying? We got it twisted again. Freestyle is not written. Freestyle is off the top of your head. That's why it sounds different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You could tell between something that's written and freestyle. We got a date. You see what I'm saying? They're lying again. Freestyle is not written. Freestyle is off the top of the head. That's how hip-hop started. But you rapping on the corner. You just stand off to the side and write. Okay? You didn't sit down over the corner and get with your homie. You had to come off with the top of your head with something. Matter of fact, they gave you something to rap about.
Yeah.
That's it.
See, we got it confused again. Put that in the documentary. Freestyle is not written. Freestyle is off the top of your head. That's how hip-hop started.
That's it. Okay. Well, there it is, man. I'm finna sign out like I said.
And that's what you do too.
Right.
You got to, you know, you think you can't freestyle, but me and you freestyle at the house, at my house all the time. It's harder to do it off the top of your head. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's how it starts. That's why I try to get you, because when you go mess with hip hop, you better know how to flow.
That's it.
We got to confuse. When you go around hip hop, they're going to ask you to flow. If you're a rapper, you claim to be a rapper, they're going to ask you to flow. They ain't going to ask you for your music. They're going to ask you to flow. And you can't go off this, oh, wait a minute, look, I'm going to go off the side right now. No, that's not how it's going to go down, brother. We got to confuse.
Right.
And I'm here to tell you, these people have been telling you not the truth.
But yeah, I'm finna sign out. Let you
but
guys
anyway,
finish up the show.
Let us know where you can find you and where to and your links and everything, and what music you. Well, I got your music.
Definitely.
We got your music. We play your music, but let us know your links and everything before you go.
Okay. Yeah, my link is at Straight Up Magazine One. That's on Instagram, and you can just Google Sinister Music. That's PSYNISTRTER Music. And like I said, I got the magazine coming. I got Badass from Snoop Dogg's camp. He passed away recently. I did an interview with him, one of his last interviews. So for those who want to get in that mag by August, contact the host for his info, and we can make it happen. Peace.
Yeah, thanks, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. All
right. All right. Yeah, can we get another caller? Do we got time for another caller?
Hello?
Hello. Who's this and where are you calling from?
This is LaVar from Baltimore.
Yo, what's up, LaVar? What's going on?
I ain't nothing much of yourself. How y'all doing?
I'm so blessed, man. We got two Patina from the Black Ops Radio family on the line with us.
Okay, that's what's up. I'll make this real quick. You got 7 minutes. I'll make this real fast. Y'all can follow me, Mr. Rantella, on IG. I got shows July 10th with Big Molly from North Carolina, from South Coast Music Group. It's going to be a day and nighttime party. The first event from 5 to 10. The night party will be from 10 to 11. I mean, 10 to 2 at a different location. Anybody wants slot information, reach out to me on Rantella. The question for Tupac Tina. We ain't knew each other for a long time now. Let's see. What do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
I see myself on the stage more and getting more followers and more people hearing my music. I see myself greater than I am today.
Okay. I appreciate y'all giving that opportunity. She said what I said. I should be able to see y'all tomorrow on radio, but if I don't, y'all have a good weekend.
You too. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for supporting the show, man.
Oh, anytime, OMF. And I'm, hopefully, once all this cold, I'll be able to come out there to see you. Or we can bring you over here
to
Baltimore.
And I'm going to come out to Baltimore because I got to sample your food. Tell them that you're a food. You make you, you cater food.
I'm a chef. Yeah, I'm a chef.
So tell them about that.
All right, you can follow me on my YouTube page, which is LaVar Hayes. I got some of my pictures on YouTube. I just did upload a YouTube page, which is going to be Gourmet Catering with a Y, not a T. You can find me on IG, which is Sweet Tooth Gourmet Catering. I'll be invested in a billboard pretty soon in Baltimore and like four different highways and stuff like that. I'll be cooking with a celebrity.
That's for real.
Soon.
When I got to come out to Baltimore because we don't get that kind of food out here. I'm out in Baltimore and I watch the, I look at your posts and everything you do. You send me posts of your food all the time. And I'm like, we don't get nothing like that out here.
I
got to come to Baltimore.
That way too.
You know, I got to come to East Coast to get fed. You know what I'm saying? That's what time it is.
Yeah, you can come to Baltimore. I'll come out to San Francisco. Once all this cold, I'm not going to travel anymore anyway.
Yeah, I'm saying, yeah. Y'all got the food going on and anyway. The best food is back east anyway. You know what I'm saying? Other than California. That's what time it is. I'm going to keep it real with you. But anyway, thanks for calling. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
No problem. Right, y'all be safe out there.
Right, you too.
Blackout Radio.
All right.
All right.
Y'all have a good one.
Yeah. All right, brother. Yeah. We're about to go, so could you give us give us your shout outs before you go and where we can find you and everything. And let us know before we go off the air.
Vincent.
You can find me at Tupac Tina Jackson on YouTube, TUPAXTINA Jackson on YouTube, TUPAXTINA 2U on SoundCloud and you can email me at gangstaboo237@gmail.com if you want to send any of your music, and I'll be on air July 4th from 3 p.m., 4 p.m. on Blackout Radio Show, Spoken NT Radio Show, and I appreciate y'all for letting me be on the show today. Thanks,
thank you.
Thanks, Black Sear.
Thank you.
All right.
You know, for supporting the show, and we're going to support your show. We in this together. All the Blackout family, we support each other. That's what time it is. I'd like to thank you for coming on the show. Like you said, get with P. Sinister. He's going to put you in your mag, put you in his magazine. You just write up a little bio, and you send it to him, and he'll put you in the magazine, you know what I'm saying, and get you out there, you know what I'm saying? Huh?
Can you send me his information?
Yeah, I'll send it to you. I'll text it to you.
Okay.
So you got to write up a little bio too, and then
right.
His music and everything, and he'll put it in. Like I said, he's coming out with his magazine next couple of months, so you know you want to be in it. Just give me a call. Just let me know, and I'll send all the information to you to him.
All right.
Thank you for calling. I'll play. Yeah, so this is OMF and we with another dope show. I'll talk to y'all next week, next Wednesday. Have a good weekend. You know, so I'll talk to y'all next week.
Yeah, they talking loud. They talking loud. Talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talk.